Hello, my name is Chris Oliver and I'm Chief Executive at Lancashire and South Cumbria NHS Foundation Trust. Welcome to episode 4 of our podcast, In Conversation with a CEO, which aims to provide listeners with an insight into the services provided by the Trust. It's great today to be joined by Louise, a Deputy Designated Nurse for Safeguarding Children and Children in Care. Working with children in custody, Louise spotted an opportunity to improve services and prevent children from entering the criminal justice system. Today we're going to be hearing more about that work, the research grant that funded it, and the positive impact that it has had on children in Lancashire and South Cumbria. So hi Louise, please can you tell me a bit about yourself and your background at the Trust and the system?
So hi, like you said, my role at the moment is Deputy Designated Nurse for Safeguarding Children in Lancashire and South Cumbria ICB. But my relationship with LSCFT started in March 2020 when I became the named Nurse for Safeguarding Children, originally based in the central locality. But then through locality redesign in 2021, it meant that a lot of our children's services actually came under that specialist network. Started working really closely with our CAMHS teams, including the COVE, perinatal teams and our forensic mental health teams, as well as liaison diversion. And I suppose alongside that, I was line managing the specialist nurses for child exploitation based in the multi-agency teams in the police stations in Preston and Blackburn. So at the moment, I'm one of the principal investigators for the solutions trial. So I've been supported through an honorary contract with LSCFT one day a month for the duration of the trial, which is obviously what I'm here to talk to you about.
And so what's been your involvement with research and development at the Trust before then? Is this brand new?
Brand new, a little bit back to front, really. I didn't set out to become a principal investigator research trial. So I suppose the start was this idea that things could be better. So like I said, I was working with the specialist nurses for child exploitation. And when I came to Lancs, just absolutely shocked at the level of violence that some of our young people were being exposed to in Lancashire. We've got children 13, 14 years old carrying machetes, misusing drugs and alcohol and being exploited by really sophisticated organised crime groups. Around the same time, the Child Safeguarding Practice Review Panel produced a report called It Was Hard to Escape, and that looked at sharing national learning when young people had been criminally exploited and had experienced serious harm. What that report identified was contact with the police was a critical moment, this window of opportunity for professionals to intervene and safeguard children at risk of exploitation. So I suppose after that, we decided to undertake an audit locally. We wanted to see whether what the national report had found was relevant to children in Lancashire, and it absolutely was. But we also wanted to put an LSCFT sort of hat on and look at the correlation with young people being exploited and access to mental health services. And what we found, we had high numbers of children open to exploitation teams who had identified mental health needs. A lot of those referrals were related to mood disorder, so depression, anxiety, self-harm. And that sort of mirrored what liaison diversion were telling me through safeguarding supervision, that around half of children being assessed by L&D in custody have identified mental health needs. So I suppose there was the shock of coming to Lancs and realising what these children were dealing with. We had the national report and then we had our local audit, and that all started to sort of plant the seed, really, for an idea. Around the same time, simmering in the background, the Youth Endowment Fund released a wave of funding called Another Chance, and it was specifically looking at projects that sought to divert children from custody through mental health support. I didn't know what I was getting involved in, if this is the truth, but I put in a bid one evening at home. Didn't expect to get through. There were 300 bids submitted nationally, but was invited for an interview, and then was partnered up with the University of Warwick to go through a period of co-design, and quickly realised I was massively out of my depth. So one of my colleagues in liaison diversion introduced me to Farah, one of the senior research facilitators. So once she got over the shock that I'd got as far as I had, and it wasn't on their work plan for the year, she handheld me really through the rest of the research process and really helped bring my idea to life. And we went through a really intense process with Warwick Uni, and we've also got the clinical trials unit now at Cardiff on board. And what we came up with was a randomised controlled trial to test out whether solution-focused brief therapy is helpful for children coming into contact with custody. So helpful in the way of a psychological therapy at that critical moment, aiming to reduce that risk of serious violence. So R&D helped me bring it to life, really.
Brilliant. That's fantastic and great to hear about Farah and holding your hand going through that process. That's fantastic. So what partners did you work with us through that? You mentioned a few there, but I suppose were there more that supported this work?
Yeah, I mean, it's a strategic priority, criminal exploitation for the Safeguarding Partnership in Lancs. But because the bidding process for funding can be really daunting and there was a tight turnaround, initially there was reluctance, I guess, or a hesitance for partners to put in all the hours of work that was required. And I suppose my inexperience helped. I just sort of put this bid in without really knowing what I was getting myself involved in. But we're now working really closely with our partners, so the exploitation teams, children's social care, the police, child youth justice, or formerly that was known as youth offending team, and the education department, so the pupil referral units, and also Lancashire Violence Reduction Network. They're all really on board now supporting the trial. In relation to the project itself, we've got the Youth Endowment Fund as our funders. We've got the University of Warwick and the Centre of Clinical Trials Unit at Cardiff. They're our evaluators. And then we've got a whole team of people in LSCFT, so from the R&D team, liaison diversion, safeguarding, who are all supporting the project as it is today.
Wow. And you said it was quite daunting to get the funding. Just talk us a bit more about how you managed to secure that.
So the first stage really was a 200-word abstract on an online portal, and we'd had meetings with the partnership about possibly exploring this bid, but I guess other people had had bad experiences of applying for grants and felt there was a lot of work involved, really tight turnaround, we weren't prepared, and actually the chance of getting national funding was pretty slim. There were 300 bids, but I couldn't get past the idea that I thought something could help. And I'd used solution-focused therapy previously in a role when I was a CAMHS practitioner nearly 20 years ago and just thought, I bet this would help. So, just popped in my 200-word abstract, didn't overthink it, and then it went from there, really. But I think at the beginning you put off, or I would have been put off, but you're not doing it on your own. There's loads of people then that get involved to support you through the process, so it's not as daunting as you think.
Great stuff. And have we seen any improvements in children's quality of life from this project?
I guess it's pretty early to say. Our project only went live in February. But I suppose what I've learned through this is that research isn't just about data or the outcome of the clinical trial. It's about that journey that you go on and the discussions that take place both internally and externally, and about that sort of momentum and passion and desire to improve practice. So like I said, we're really early in the research project itself, but what it has provided me is a platform to talk about children who come into contact with the police in a completely different light. Overwhelmingly, the children coming through custody are boys. So if we stop seeing them as scary and they're vulnerable and they're not naughty, they're distressed, we can change perception and challenge the culture of the whole safeguarding system. And the message really for me that I just keep talking about is these children aren't the bad guys. They're not beyond help. They're not hard to reach. They've usually experienced trauma, some form of abuse and neglect, and are really distressed and overwhelmed and need our help.
That's really powerful, that, Louise. Really, really grand. And so you've talked there about how this was, you were a novice to research before this concept. And so how what would you say to colleagues that want to get involved in research? What would your advice be to them?
Well, I suppose the first thing is don't be afraid to challenge practice. If you think something can be done differently or better, you've got to give yourself the headspace through supervision or through your one-to-ones to try and think and challenge yourself and give you the space to think of some ideas. Get to know your R&D team, I suppose, would be the first thing. Familiarise yourself with the resources that are available up at the Lancs Centre. And it's about, I suppose, accepting that research is part of day-to-day business as being a health professional. It's not something we only do when we're at uni and we're studying, but it's about quality care, it's about service improvement, it's about advocacy, and it's about that hope that things can be better. It can be really disempowering sometimes working in health, particularly in the current climate, and we think the challenges are just too big for us and we paralyse ourselves with the enormity of the task. We end up tolerating things that aren't good enough and aren't really okay. So that's what research is, really. It's about saying we can do better and we'll try our best. And the outcome is kind of secondary to that. It's just the fact we're willing to try.
Wow, brilliant. That's just fantastic, Louise. It's been great speaking to you today and raising the profile of research. And we know how important it is in the wider NHS, but it's really good to see what we're doing within Lancashire and South Cumbria on this. So thank you so much for joining us today. I hope our listeners have really enjoyed that. And we'll see you next when we come back for podcast 5. Thanks very much.